Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Doug Barry. USChina.org is a website that where Doug works, Director of Communications and Publications at the U.S. China Business Council, USChina.org. Doug, tell us about the U.S. China Business Council.
Sure. Well, we are a business advocacy organization. We have about 270 members now. Many of them are Fortune 500 companies, and our job is to advocate for them here in this country and in China, and to help them sustain and grow their business over there. We certainly are welcoming to small businesses. So we have a special rate for small businesses to join.
All right.
And they get
Thank you.
Of our market intelligence, they get our advocacy, they get everything. So we would love to hear from
Please.
Small businesses and welcome them.
Well, and folks, just start it. Do it as an education process. Even if you can't imagine how you could directly benefit from this, the education process would surely, over a period of time, probably not too long, help you understand how you can better serve your customers. You know, Doug, I talk about one of the most important things we can do in the 21st century is learn how to help our customers help their customers help their customers. I've gone four deep before, Doug. I've gone four deep, and it was the most beautiful thing I ever did. And if you understand what's going on, and the kind of information you guys produce, it'll give you a window into what a customer's customer is up against. And if you can mention that, if you can comment on that, if you can build that into your strategy, it will give you an advantage. What do you think?
No, I think that's true. And Chinese consumers are a great source of learning for U.S. businesses to understand the mindset, to understand how they use technology, how they evaluate foreign products from the United States and other places. This is some very valuable learning can
right.
go on there. And whether you're an importer, exporter, or service provider, we'd love to hear from you.
What about the opportunities inside of the new trade deal, the Phase 1 trade deal? Agriculture got a big help out of this, didn't they?
They did. There are a couple of areas that I think Americans should still focus on. But let's talk for just a second about the threat. The threat is that there are certain people, inside the country, inside the administration, inside the government, that would love to see the U.S. be separated from China economically and in other ways.
But they're not winning.
As well.
They're not winning, Doug, or we wouldn't have this Phase 1 signed, right? I mean, I'm not going to say they're marginalized, but their voice is not prevailing. Am I wrong?
Well, they lost that first round, but they're not giving up. They'd love to see restrictions placed on Chinese students. They would love to see all kinds of restrictions
yeah.
placed on the selling of U.S. goods to China by indicating that, everything has a dual use, military
yeah.
and civilian, which means that even, small little transistors, for example,
but Doug,
might
if,
also
but
be...
But isn't that good for the debate? As long as quality progress is being made, incrementally as it may be, as long as quality progress is being made, isn't it good that we have this debate? We have people on both sides of the issue, and their voices are being heard. Isn't that good?
Yes, it is good. But what worries me and what worries our organization is that Congress seems to be increasingly anti-China across a
yeah.
whole range of issues,
both parties,
human rights, technology transfer. Both parties, both
huh.
Democrats and Republicans.
Interesting.
So there's 200 pieces of legislation now that are going through Congress. Most of them probably will not pass into law, but just the
yeah.
very scope and the amount of work that's being put into things that are antagonistic towards China and could take us in the wrong direction is of concern.
I have to ask this question, though, Doug.
Yes.
How much of those things that are being held up is being held up because of Trump derangement syndrome? can't we cannot let the president have a win? How much of that?
Well, I don't think much, because I think that, you know, the Republicans, for example, like Marco Rubio of Florida, is, you know, very hostile towards China.
So you're saying the hostility is the one bipartisan, maybe the only bipartisan aspect of this Congress.
That's a report we haven't gotten
from anybody else, Doug, and I'm glad you made it here. Folks, you heard it right here on the Small Business Advocate Show. We'll be watching for that, Doug. No kidding. We always get smarter when Doug Barry joins us. Hey, Doug, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Of course, Jim. Happy to do it.
We love having you on the show. Doug Barry, folks, you can tell he knows what he's talking about. He's been to town all over the world. And don't forget, uschina.org. That's that website. Join it. They'll give you a discount, small business owners. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you, seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.